see you wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
My people, good morning. I hope all is well with you. Tom, we had an amazing, amazing program yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery for Medgar Evers, the wreath laying ceremony. Attorney General Eric Holder, President Clinton, Merle Evers Williams was phenomenal. It was just a great day. And everything is planned, of course, for next weekend, Jackson, Mississippi. And folks from all over the country will be there for the commemoration of the assassination of Medgar Evers on June 12th. And so looking forward to that. Tom, I got to ask you this. Growing up, did your daddy love baseball?
Yeah, he liked baseball.
I mean, like, you know, a lot of
daddy,
black.
My daddy loved baseball.
Yeah.
A lot of black mothers and fathers, man, love baseball. They watch Jackie Robinson. Today, ain't that many black folks you can watch in baseball. And so today, of course, the Major League Baseball, they have their draft. And Harold Reynolds, of course, he is on the MLB Network. He's a two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove Award winner. Spent 12 years in Major League Baseball. He joins us this morning. And Harold, it's interesting. You got some young kids who are in the African-Americans who are in the draft tonight. But, man, baseball has changed so much in terms of so few African-Americans.
It definitely has, and first of all, thanks for having me on, Roland. Love watching you and listening to you. Appreciate you guys having me. But, over the last 15 years, we've seen a major drop in participation at the Major League level. But the youth levels are still playing. Major League Baseball put in the RBI program to really reach into the inner cities. It's called Reviving Baseball in the Inner Cities. Because we had a major problem. And I think Commissioner Selig's done a nice job now of really focusing and really trying to focus the energy there. So I'm excited about the draft. We have it on MLB Network tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern, probably through midnight. But we just do the first and second rounds. And this year, in the first round, we will probably have anywhere from 6 to 7 African-American kids being drafted. So you're talking about 30 teams.
That's a recent record, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. That's why we're excited. Because the programs are working. And, so it's important, and I think the message is clear. We've been getting our butts kicked by the other sports because I think they're out front more, and you're going to identify what you see. You're going to see more black players in the other sports, and I think this is big for baseball.
But hey, let's talk money. Now, Sybil, you don't mind talking money on this show.
No, not at all.
If we talk about the NFL, you probably can name maybe 5 players, maybe right now, with $100 million contracts. In baseball, I swear, it's 20, 30 dudes walking around with 100, 150, 180, $200 million contracts. And so you would think that a kid coming up would say,
That would be attractive to them.
No kidding.
Well, the major league minimum is $500,000. That's just if you make it to the big leagues. And after that, it goes up significantly. The average salary in the major leagues is over $1 million a year.
And you can play how long?
You can play for really your body. Like right now, I'm 52. Had
no
injuries.
I live great.
I walk around. I play. I do different sports.
You're not hurt.
I played for 12 years in the big league. So
wait a minute, Harold, you're not forgetting stuff.
No, I'm not there yet, man. I'm doing good. But I'm telling you, it's for a living a lifestyle. It is a perfect game for that. Plus, I think
the
great thing about baseball.
Why
your parents and everybody? My parents loved it. It's a metaphor for life. You know, you're going to go through some struggles, you're going to go through some battles, but as you continue to go through those things, it's really a metaphor for life. I think that's why so many black folks early on identified to it.
But it's 8%. 8% of the major league players are African American.
You know why? Because baseball's boring. I'm sorry, Harold. I can't. It's boring. Y'all need cheerleaders.
Instead of seven-minute stretches,
you need.
He doesn't understand, Harold. He doesn't get it.
See, but it's tedious. It's a detailed game. And it's pitch by pitch.
And
it's
so
a
is
game
golf.
Of strategy.
But Harold, I grew up playing baseball. I love me some golf. I play it, I'll watch it, and I'm with Tom. I mean, man, it's been rough. I used to watch it all the time. It's hard now, but again, that's just
it's hard to
come on,
play.
Man. You're gonna compare it to golf. Look, golf—the ball doesn't even move. It's sitting right there on the ground.
Now, maybe because you can't hit the ball, but I can. But
now I can hit it now. Come on, man.
Now, how many people watch baseball on TV, and before the end of the game, the baseball game is watching them sleep?
You're right. It's a big challenge. I'm not going to lie to you. It is. But you know, that's the beauty of what we've been trying to do with baseball is we're trying to speed that game up, keep it attractive. But if you start at an early age, you understand the game. And one of the things baseball has done, especially for the black community, is we started a junior RBI program that's for 4 and 5 years old. So that number started at about 50,000 2 years ago. It's already increased to over 100,000 kids.
Wow.
So you got to start them early.
So,
just like golf, you got to start early.
Harold, give us some names to look for tonight in the draft.
Hey, J.P. Crawford, Dominic Smith may be the third player picked, Tim Anderson. There's going to be about, like I said, 6 or 7 young kids. Keep your eye on them. Appreciate the time. Roll them. We're going to get you Astros, watching some baseball.
My Astros need all of them, too.
No, the Cubs. The Cubs need all the help they can get.
The Cubs might be doing pretty good. The Astros got the first pick tonight, let's watch and see what they do.
Don't screw it up, Jim Crane. Major League Baseball draft tonight on MLB Network, 6 p.m. Eastern. Check out Harold Reynolds. Harold, thanks a bunch. And young kids, it's more money in baseball than football, I'm telling you.
And wake your parents up and make them take you to a game.
All right, Roland.